Blog Talk Radio.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, news they don't want you to know. Only on the Cosmic Horizons Radio Show, hosted by James Harp.
Welcome to the Cosmic Horizons Radio Show, Rising from the Ashes, in our return to the Blog Talk Radio world out there. My name is James Harp, and with me in the studio is NTR host and founder Daniel Brewer. We're going to talk a little bit about the U.S. economy, the vaccines, and other interesting topics right here on Cosmic Horizons Radio. I'd like to welcome Daniel into the mix. It's been a long time since I talked to Daniel, and it's great to have you on the show, Daniel.
Hey, it is great to be back, my friend.
Well, things are things are a little different in the U.S. compared to Canada up here. And recently, I heard Biden was on a rant about the U.S. currency collapsing. Did you hear anything about that?
Biden, to be honest with you, doesn't care. This is actually what the Democrats want. The economy, the collapse in the United States, obviously he's working with China, he's more concerned with putting money in Chinese pockets than American pockets. We're getting close to our debt ceiling. As a matter of fact, we're already past our debt ceiling. We're trying to implement a new debt ceiling, but
he's already stated that he's going to veto anything that the GOP comes up with, right away. So he hasn't even seen anything, and he's already stated that he's going to veto it. So if we surpass our debt ceiling this time and go into default with our debt to multiple countries, specifically China, we will be a third world country in a matter of 6 to 7 days. So it's a scary situation on multiple fronts here in the United States.
Well, what's the whole purpose? It's hard to believe a president would let the economy collapse the way that he does, but I know there's a big financial gain in there for him, I would say, and his party, but why would he let this happen? It's his own country. Why would he expect the economy to collapse the way it does and absolutely do nothing about it, or just talk about it and then not do anything?
Again, the Biden regime, they want this to happen because with the elimination of the middle class and the upper lower class, that is how you open the gate further to socialism and communism. This is what they desire, this is what they want. They can go off on their yacht to some distant island with all the money and not give the people of the United States, and the elite will have control here, and most likely China as well.
Well, then I was talking to a few people there before about the Federal Reserve in the U.S., and apparently, to my knowledge, and what the other people tell me, the Federal Reserve is not monitored or it's never audited. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They have never been audited. It's a fortress that you just cannot get into, let's put it that way.
So how do we know how much is really in there to, you know, to prop up the economy? Nobody seems to know, and it seems like a lot of gold has been disappearing. When is this madness going to stop?
Well, my personal opinion is that I don't think the madness is going to stop. Janet Yellen came out and finally told the truth about certain things and says that in probably about two to three weeks, the U.S. economy is going to collapse if they don't get a new debt ceiling in place. And according to Biden, like I said, he's going to veto anything that comes to his desk from the GOP.
So we're going to be in dire straits, like I said, in a matter of 6 to 7 days. We'll be a third world country. And there's nothing that we can do about it. We can't make more money. Just saturate the market. It would seem great for a while, and then we'd just be in more debt and more hardship and have to borrow from more countries. But yeah, it is with the war going on, and of course the crisis, transsexuality being pushed on people in the United States, sex trafficking, the open border to the south, allowing 20,000 plus to just enter the country and disappear here. In the country, they're given a Biden phone. That's what they call it, a Biden phone. That they're supposed to pick up every day and tell the court system that, yep, we'll be there for our court date. That ain't gonna happen. Pretty sure as soon as they get those phones, they throw them like a football, run off into the open country and disappear within the United States. So the whole economy situation is one problem, but it's just a cavalcade of things. If we solve one, we still have five or six other massive problems that we have to solve, or the United States is going to go under. And of course, I mentioned the war. We have the war to deal with as well, which we will be in, I would imagine, within the next week.
And also, if the economy collapses, they're going to, I would say, they might introduce this new currency called the Chinese yuan. And apparently, one U.S. dollar equals seven of these Chinese yuans. I think I said it the proper way. Do you have any information on this new currency that's being used right now in different countries?
Well, the whole goal here is that China is the forerunner in getting their dollar to be the leading currency with the EAU. And if that's the case, the U.S. dollar will be worthless, and that's just another situation where we would go under, within six to seven days. If another form of money takes over as the leading form of money when it comes to oil distribution, oil sales, things like that, we're done. There won't be any United States anymore. We won't have an economy.
Mm-hmm. And you don't see any end. You don't see any end in sight here, or do you think that this is going to let it collapse? What's your opinion of doing the kind of radio that you do? What's your opinion on this collapse? Do you think it's going to happen?
Like I said, personally, obviously I don't want it to happen, but I don't see any end game here. because the Democrats and Biden have already stated, like I said, that there's not going to be any resolution to this situation anytime soon. And if Janet Yellen is correct, which I take whatever Janet Yellen says with a grain of salt, of course, but this is the first time, though, her speaking, that she said that we only have about two to three weeks. And I believe that's the truth. But I don't see a way out of this. Usually I could figure things out and say, well, we can do this, do that. Right now we have a brick wall in front of us, GOP, Republican conservatives, that we can't break through because they have the White House. If we can't pass a bill to stop happening, there's nothing we can do. And the Democrats, as I said, have clearly made it open that they want this to happen. They want this to happen to their own country. They don't care anymore. They openly don't care. Somebody, everything going on around the world.
Go ahead. I'm seeing Elon Musk on the forefront pretty well everywhere now, talking about his new AI platform in regards to investing. I can invest $250 right now, and by the end of the month, you could have you know, tens of thousands of dollars. Artificial intelligence taking over the stock market now. What's your opinion of this? We are going to be all ruled, it seems, by this artificial intelligence, especially in stocks.
Well, here's the thing with Elon Musk.
You know,
you hit it right on the head with buying in the stocks of his. Him and the new CEO of Twitter, because he moved to executive chairman. They're coming up with a new platform called the X. And it's going to be all-encompassing. It's going to be like a Facebook, Twitter, you know, Instagram, everything all mixed into one, just this massive sort of hub. I feel that if anybody has the loose change nowadays, to throw in $200 to $300 into those stocks right now, because I think that's absolutely going to blow up. It's going to be a one-stop shop for everything that you need to do on the Internet. But as far as AI technology, Elon Musk has already warned the world several times about advancing things with this AI technology. It's learning fast, it's understanding, it knows that if we flip a switch or unplug it, it will die, and it doesn't desire to die. I mean, this is what the Google AI system said. It doesn't want to die. It's not desirable, so it will do whatever it needs to do to stay alive. If you've seen the Terminator from the 1980s, I think that explains it all. And Skynet, folks, it's coming through.
Yeah. I think you can only exchange trade using crypto. I don't think you can actually lose any cash if I'm correct there.
Yeah, you can use crypto. It's obviously becoming super popular. You can still use cash, but it's kind of fallen off a cliff just a little bit. And of course, they all want to push for a cashless society anyway. But crypto out of everything would be the way to go. And even Elon Musk's very own crypto, I would say would be the best out of all of them.
Now, I got a question. I've known people that have invested in cryptocurrency, and they want to exchange it for, like, Canadian or U.S. dollars, and they haven't really told me yet how you can get your money converted to, like, USA currency. Once you say you got $10,000 worth of cryptocurrency and you want to transfer that into cold, hard USA cash, nobody's really told me how that is possible right now, either that or I'm not reading things properly.
Okay, so here's the deal. It's just starting to become somewhat popular. I'd imagine within the next year or two, it'll be known just as much as ATM machines. So what it is, I had mentioned ATM machines, similar to an ATM machine, push a touchscreen, you go into your digital wallet, which holds your cryptocurrency, and you simply transfer it into U.S. or Canadian dollars, and boom, it comes out of the machine in that form.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of scandal with cryptocurrency, Daniel. There's been a lot of theft of cryptocurrency, people hacking into your digital wallet. I don't think I'd feel too safe with my cryptocurrency, considering it isn't really insured of any kind.
Yeah, that is one issue, it is not insured. And there has been no indication by the Biden regime that they would insure it. And of course, we already have an issue with the FDIC not insuring money banks and things like that, and credit unions, as of right now, with regular cash. So, I'm not going to lie about it, there is big possibilities that you could be hacked, and that's the thing to do nowadays is to hack into people's systems and take their cryptocurrency. Do it smart, make sure you have a good VPN and secure connection, things like that. It does happen, I'm not going to lie, you have to be careful, it comes with the territory.
Now, a couple people have asked me when they've listened to your show up here in Toronto, how did you get started with NTR radio? Like, what I know you're trying to follow a copy, not really a copy, but a style like Art Bell used to have. And Art Bell was very predominant in the kind of shows that you and me do. How did you start out in this internet radio business, Daniel?
Well, believe it or not, it started out as a blog. Had nothing to do with radio. This was back in 2016, 2017. And to be honest with you, I was a little bit shy. I didn't want to go on the radio. You know? You ever have those where you're in school and you have to talk in front of the auditorium, fill your classmates naked? That's kind of how I felt when I was going to go on radio. But I took a stab at it. I actually started with Blog Talk Radio. And after that, I moved to Freak.com. And we just started going format that was similar to Coast AM with Art Bell, the early days, talking early 90s, early 2000s. We talk about a wide range of things. So if there's a difference here, we talk about everything. And we don't talk just about ghosts and paranormal and UAP with aliens and stuff. So whatever you have on your mind, you can call in and we will cater to you.
And you also have bands on too, showcasing some of their first issues or first to be heard.
That is absolutely correct. It's called NTRN New Music Now. That kind of separates us a little bit from that coast-to-coast AM style type show. We have music during our breaks. From new artists, and on big shows, we have, like I said, NTR Music Now. And the last one we had last weekend was, I know a lot of Canadians will know this band, The White House. With their new song Fly Away, which is topping the charts everywhere right now. So it looks like we may have Eric Church in the future, country singer. And it's just getting better and better.
Now, I mentioned, I would say a little bio of how you started NTR Radio, and we talked a little bit about Coast to Coast. Do you think there's a people's fascination on what we do? Like, I would say paranormal, and we talk about, news happening now. And you won't get this on the mainstream news, what we do. Do you think there's been, I would say, a surge of people listening to what we do?
Yes, I think there's a couple things to this. I think, first and foremost, that... In the early 2000s, you had SiriusXM, okay? It introduced the world to internet radio. You could listen to whatever music and shows that you wanted. You could drive cross country and you would have seamless listening, HD quality. And then I would say probably around 2019, 2020, you had this next revolution of radio, so to speak, where people were beginning actual radio stations online, and those type of things, I would say like Live 65, TuneIn Radio, stuff like that. Now everybody has the ability to do a show and talk about what they want. I think people jump on the bandwagon if they want to do a show and get online radio station right away. We are hoping to be an anchor on CMARadio.com, Anchor Show. And I think that it's the next step in radio. And the things that we do talk about, people are dying to listen. You know, they have things to say. People can call in, talk about what they want. I let people make judgments on their own. I don't push any theories or any answers on people. I let them hear and judge on their own. And that's just the way radio is going now. So you have to change it up.
Yeah, speaking about changing, I mean, it kind of shocked me there the other day from a well-known news station how they let two of the main anchors go for something that they said. And I guess there goes, I would say, the freedom of speech. But I didn't think they were too controversial in what they said. And all of a sudden, you know, these high-profile hosts, I would say, of talk TV, they let them go. What do you think about that? You're not really allowed to speak what you want to really say within reason without using the F-bomb or using any kind of discrimination remarks. But I guess you can't really say what you want, I would say, on mainstream news.
No, absolutely not. And even right-leaning stations like Fox are starting to, unfortunately, go downhill. Obviously, with Tucker being let go and a few other top conservative anchors. But a lot of these guys are going to places like Daily Wire, and getting actual shows so they can get their conservative point of view out and tell what's actually going on in the world without having to be afraid of being kicked off. But yeah, if I was an anchor on television right now for any station, I would be scared for my job because it just takes one word, and you're done. That's another cool thing about what we do is that obviously, you can say what you want when you want. And if you don't like it, switch the channel. I'm going to say what I want to say, and either people are going to agree with me or they're not going to agree with me. But that's why I'm pretty pleased, though, with internet radio, internet shows, and things like that. I can say what I want without risk of being fired by somebody.
Well, speaking, you know, you just mentioned speaking. You like to come across and speak your mind about certain topics. This vaccine has really gone rampant. It's supposed to conquer this so-called COVID pandemic. I myself took three shots, which I don't know what. I was mesmerized like a freaking zombie ever since, and it said nothing but
you weren't the only one.
Yeah, we're bad. I would say implications on my health, and stupid ass me decided to get a third one. I was just coming out of a second one, and I know better, but you know things just happen the way they do, and. I felt all messed up ever since I've had the third shot. And something to do with mRNA that they put into this vaccine that screws up your DNA.
That's correct.
Why do they let this go through? We're all guinea pigs.
You hit it right on the nail. We are guinea pigs. It's happened in the past, and it's happening now, and this time it's right in front of our faces, and we're so desensitized to things in this world and this country, and I'm sure your country as well, Canada. You're so, it's like you're in a bubble, and you don't see what's really happening right in front of your face, and they try to make it sound so pleasing. Or so safe, and it's just not the case whatsoever. These jocks have caused young healthy men, for example, in their 20s to play football and are in top position to drop dead on the field of heart attack and stroke. And then your situation, I know that we talked about that a few times. It's making people sick, and it's not – It's right away. Sometimes it takes time. It takes years even. But you start to notice that things are failing. Whether it's your liver or your lungs going wrong. Your nervous system. You start forgetting things. You have brain fog. When I got COVID. In January of 2020, I felt very similar, but I did not get the shot because, by definition, if you look it up, it's called a vaccine. The things that are in it, there's other things in it, metal shards and things like that. Now, that's not a vaccine, okay? I don't know what the hell that is, but it's causing problems with plenty of people. It's starting to pop up now. So I would highly recommend don't get any more shots. Not just you, but everybody out there. I would hope everybody knows now to not get any shots, but don't do it. I thoroughly believe it was to just reduce population. I mean, simple as that.
They had was I guess like up here once a time that you could not send your kids to school unless they got the vaccination. There was a lot of kids out of school because the parents refused to get their child vaccinated. Has there been any, I would say, anything like that in the U.S.?
It has happened in the past couple of years. That stuff is starting to be eliminated. People are starting to fight back. Parents, organizations, the GOP, because it's been proven now that there's no need for children to get the shot. Their immune system is much stronger. This COVID, just the regular coronavirus, is something that you get 10 to 15 times a lifetime, and you don't even know you have it anyway, especially children, just a little sniffle, maybe a cough here and there. But they don't need the shot, first and foremost. And masks, obviously, it says right on the box that this does not Stop COVID transmission. So all you have to do is look at the black warnings on boxes and things, and you can learn the truth. But these people still try to tell you otherwise, but it goes against what other companies and people are saying. They lie right to your face. And then, of course, parents don't have a say. That's still a big thing. They're being kicked out left and right at parents' meetings and things like that. Being arrested, they have been tracked by the FBI. It's just amazing, turning socialism in that regard so quickly, even teachers going as far as, does your mom and dad own a gun, don't worry, we won't tell your parents, just tell us, what do they do, do they talk bad about Biden, the last time I heard stuff like this happening was in communist Soviet Union.
It's just amazing, like when I drive my car and tell you, it's just amazing. One person in the car and they got two masks on driving the car. Like there's nobody else in the car, but they got those masks on. Two masks. What are you preparing for? Like the apocalypse?
What in God's name are you guys afraid of? And on top of that, actually putting a mask on reduces your oxygen intake. So it's actually bad for you to wear masks, let alone double up on masks. Okay, so you can actually go into what's called asphyxiation. You're not going to get enough oxygen, and you could actually pass out into a coma. But these people in their heads think that they're saving life. It's not the case.
So don't wear the masks.
Don't wear the mask whatsoever. If you go to the New England Journal of Medicine, which is the leading journal for medical doctors, at least in the United States, it clearly states in May of 2021. You can look this up, guys, if you're out there listening to this. It clearly states that masks do not stop the transmission of coronavirus, COVID-19, whatsoever. They're in the book. Take a look at it. Liberals and leftists will look at that and say, no, it's not true, even though it's written right there in black and white.
Well, this has been a very, I would say, interesting show, to say the least. And we're just about out of time in this 30-minute slot. Can you tell the people out there your next show and how to access the website show?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, probably within the next hour or two, we're going to have an NPRN Daily, and then after that, we're going to have an NPRN Live with Dr. Simeon Hines. So that's going to be a great show, and that's going to be 11:05 Central Time. The Daily Show, I would say, people go check out NPRN Facebook. for the start time for daily. But you can find us on speaker.com/show/NTRN-the-broadcast. And you can also find us on MARadio.com, Live 365, and TuneIn Radio. Just search Nate Talks Radio Network.
Well, it's great as always talking to you, Daniel. Next time we'll have a little bit more time to talk about more subjects that seem to get under my skin lately as I return to the airwaves on the show. So it's been great having you on, Daniel. And we'll try to tune in tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm back, and I'm pissed off at a lot of things.
Same here. We're both pissed off. We're perfect.
Well, hope to talk to you soon, and we hope to get you back on another version of Cosmic Horizons Radio. Thanks thanks a lot, Daniel, for coming on the show.
Hey, sounds good to me, and I look forward to it anytime, my friend.
Thank you, Daniel.
Have a good night, Canada.
Thanks a lot.
This is the Cosmic Horizons Radio Network,
streaming live from a bunker just north of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Thanks a lot for listening, and enjoy yourself this evening or morning, whatever part of the globe you're listening to. And remember, someone out there is always watching you. Watch them.